Giacomo Girolamo Casanova is remembered as an 18th century Venetian libertine. His various careers, in law, the military, as a trustee of the first state lottery in Paris, were dogged by the scandal of his favourite pastimes, gambling and amorous pursuits. In this extract from his memoirs, Casanova recalls an assignation with a masked beauty during the Venice Carnival of 1753.
I didn't have to search very long before I found a casino that suited my purpose exactly. The drawing room was decorated with magnificent mirrors, rock crystal chandeliers, and a splendid pier glass placed on a white marble chimneypiece. The walls were covered with small squares of Chinese porcelain, representing naked amorous couples in all sorts of positions, well calculated to excite the imagination. Comfortable sofas were placed on every side. Next was an octagonal room, the walls, the ceiling and the floor of which were entirely covered with splendid Venetian mirror glass, arranged so as to reflect on all sides every position of the amorous couple enjoying the pleasures of love. I ordered a most delicate and sumptuous supper for two and the most exquisite wines, without concern for the expense. I then took the key and warned the master that I did not want to be seen by anyone when I came in or went out. Just as the hour struck, I saw a two oared gondola reach the shore and a masked figure get out. My heart was beating quickly, but seeing that it was a man, I avoided him and regretted not having brought my pistols. The masked figure, however, came up to me with outstretched hands. I then recognized my angel, who laughed at my surprise and took my arm. Without speaking, we went towards St. Mark's Square and arrived at my casino. We went upstairs and I threw off my mask and my disguise. But M.M. took great delight in walking about the rooms and in examining every nook. She was surprised by the spectacle of her image, lit by numerous candles and multiplied by the mirrors, which reflected her charming person in a thousand different ways. A coat of pink velvet, embroidered with gold spangles, a matching waistcoat, black satin breeches, diamond buckles, a valuable solitaire on her little finger. So that I could see her better, she came and stood before me. I looked in her pockets and found a gold snuff box, a splendid opera glass, handkerchiefs of the finest cambric, soaked with the most precious essences. Eventually, I found a pistol, an English weapon of fine steel and of the most beautiful finish.